And welcome back to another episode of In the Garage with Garage Boy. I am your host, Garage Boy. Have you ever been in a situation where you felt out of place and, like, felt uncomfortable the whole time? That's what happened at the Gracies for me, because I've never been in that type of environment. Neither did Jessica. As you know, she won a Gracie for local radio, which is awesome. I'm proud of her, and she's come a long way, and it's awesome that she's getting recognized like this. But I've never been to a banquet that fancy, and it just felt like one of those fancy business banquets where you have to market yourself, and that's something I'm not great at, and plus this isn't even my field of expertise. So it was just very weird and uncomfortable. But it was awesome going through that experience. Angela Yee, formerly from the Breakfast Club, was there. That was dope. And there was also a weird moment with, like, a bartender. Like, I asked for this drink, and then he looked at me weird. Like, what the hell are you doing here? And I'm looking back, and I'm like, don't look at me like that. I'm not going to try to get drunk and then beat your ass, which I won't, because I'm a nice guy. I tend to defer from violence, and I don't really even know how to fight, so I don't want to embarrass myself. So immediately stepped back from the situation, so it wasn't that big of an issue. And also, I had, like, coffee early in the morning. It didn't, like, affect my anxiety or anything, but it did give me the bubble guts. And the entire banquet, I'm sitting there, because this banquet's, like, supposed to be 2 hours. Right from the get-go, my stomach starts acting up. I had, like, something from Starbucks. I don't know if it was that activated my stomach, but one of those things did. So I'm sitting there, like, sweating bullets, and I might shit my pants. It was, like, a serious thought during that time. I was like, oh, God, I gotta get back to the hotel. What is gonna happen? This is not good. Like, I'm not even gonna try to fart or anything, because I don't know. I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be the smelly guy. Like, there's executives there and all these types of important people that could progress my fiance's career. And I'm not going to let her be known as the woman's husband who shit their pants. So that wasn't going to happen. So right when that banquet ended, I tried to move as fast as I could, walking in down the streets of New York. Luckily, the hotel wasn't that far. So I got my ass up out of there, and I went right to the Westin, and I released. And boy, shit was gross. Sorry for the TMI, but that shit was gross. It was very relieving, though. It's like the 20 pounds of poo just exited my body like I was a human rocket ship. But whatever. So on the way back on the train, I decide I'm going to watch Fast X. So I pull up my phone, I look for the illegal streaming sites, and I find one with good quality. And watching this movie timed up perfectly with the train ride, because from New York to Baltimore is like 3 hours, and this movie was 2 hours and 20 minutes, but that turned into like 5 hours because the video wouldn't load as quickly. But the first hour it was smooth, but then it just kept stopping, then it would reload like the train. There's a weird correlation. Not really. But anyway, so I wanted to get into what I liked about this movie. And granted, I haven't liked any of them since Seven. Seven, I thought, was the best one because it was a perfect send-off for Paul Walker's character. And I thought they should have stopped. They should have stopped right there because that was like the perfect ending. They're like, it's never going to be the same. And I know I got a little teary-eyed at the end of that one because it was fresh off of his death. And that was very sad because I was a fan of the franchise. Not really anymore. But anyway, back to the review. What did I like? Jason Momoa, he was basically the Joker. He was basically the Joker in this film. And he was having the time of his life. He was enjoying every second. And I applaud him because I was cheering for him the whole movie. I wanted him to win. The chemistry is there for the crew still, but they keep doing the same recycled stuff. It's like, oh, we gotta go here to do this. So they would just keep going to different locations. And then Vin Diesel is like a parody of himself.
It's like, you're never gonna take my family. You didn't take away my car. Salute me, familia.
He's the mumble master. And whenever he tries like to have a heartfelt moment, it's kind of cringy because I know he's trying, but it's just not working. And I'm kind of annoyed that they're making two more of these movies. And the ending was trying to be like some sort of Empire Strikes Back, but it's nowhere near that. You can't touch Empire. Most movies can't. And the amount of double crossing in this movie is kind of ridiculous. Like, I knew you were going to do this, so I planned this ahead. So, just double crossing left and right. I'm going to double cross you before you double cross me. So no one trusts each other in this movie. And then there is no sense of danger. Like, especially when they're in like situations where there's high levels of danger, but you already know, like, oh, he's going to be all right. Like, that's how these movies work. I'm going to get into a spoiler real quick. You're like, John Cena's character dies. But does he really? I don't think he's really dead. And they try to make it all dramatic, and it just wasn't, like, working for me. He does this little flip with the car, because he has, like, cannons on the car, and he has the cars flipping into the other cars. He's, like, opening his arms wide open and closing his eyes, trying to make his death all dramatic and stuff. And I actually like John Cena in this movie. John Cena is actually pretty funny. I enjoy his movies. And I actually did watch his wrestling for quite some time. He's probably my second favorite wrestler behind, no, he might be my third. It's The Rock, Jeff Hardy, and then John Cena. That was a good time. Anyway, everyone in this movie I found annoying. Nobody dies. Again, I know John Cena died, but did he really? The son was really annoying. I haven't watched a child actor that annoying since Anakin in Episode 1. He was just as bad, and he was always worried, like, Uncle Jacob! Man, fuck that kid. I'm talking shit on a child, but whatever, not my proudest moment. And they're bringing back The Rock, they're bringing back Gal Gadot. She fell off the fucking plane in Fast 6, I think. Like, how are they gonna explain that? She fell perfectly fine, or another car caught her. Like, what is that? Was she a hologram? What are they gonna do? I don't have a lot of good things to say other than Jason Momoa. He was awesome in this movie. He was funny. He was definitely the highlight. Because that dude has so much charisma. I'm tired of Dominic Toretto surviving all these damn falls. Like, unscathed. His shirt's still perfectly ironed. No cuts. Like, he's a superhero. And the ridiculousness, man. So there's a part where there's an explosion by a restaurant, and then he drives his car to hit down, I don't know what it's called, the little shaded area, like a, I don't know what it's called. He knocks down the shaded area, and it perfectly covers the people from the flames. This movie, this franchise started as a Street Racers. They've come a long way. But anyway, if I were to rate this movie, I would give it a 5. Also, one more thing. They call Dom's son Little B. And I think of the rapper Lil B. It'd have been really funny if Lil B was in this movie. Wouldn't make no sense at all, but it would have added to the experience of the movie. Now we're going to take a break, and we're going to go into my top 5 songs, Usher edition. So here's a message from our sponsors. Hey there, it's Garage Boy from the podcast In the Garage with Garage Boy. Do you have eye bags? Because I do. I was actually wondering who doesn't. Anyway, that's it. All right, now we're going to get into my top 5 songs, Usher edition. Yeah. Hey, yo. Okay, so how the list works, how I narrowed it down, and it's in no particular order. It was based off the emotional value and if the song aged well, if that emotional value still stuck with me to this day, if it still can bring me back to how I felt in that moment when I first heard the song. That's how I based it. So, here we go. First, I wanted to start off with songs that just missed the cut, and it was tough. It was tough to cut these songs. The first honorable mention is, Yeah. Yeah. Featuring Ludacris and Lil Jon. The, infinite club banger. And it was really hard to, like, cut this song because it's such an iconic song, and I hate throwing that word out there because it's so, like, loosely used, but it's one of those. It's been, like, 23 years since it came out, and I think it being so overplayed played a part in me cutting it because I hear it a lot, even to this day, which is great. It's great for Usher, and it's great for Ludacris and Lil Jon. And plus, this is like one of Ludacris's best features, especially parts like this. In the club with my homies. So give me the rhythm and it'll be off with their clothes, then bend over to the front and touch your toes. First song on the list, My Way. It's definitely one of those songs where my ego was at its highest. It's definitely up there. I was on some real fuckboy shit. I would get ready to this song, and I'd be feeling myself. I'd look in the mirror and be like, yeah, I'm him. I'm that dude. Watch out for me. I might be 5'7 and a half, 5'8 on a good day, but that don't matter. How you carry yourself, and this song brought me there, gave me the confidence that I needed, even though I was still very shy when I would go out. But sometimes you gotta swallow that fear and let that inner fuckboy come out. That's what it did for me. Here is My Way by Usher, baby. I do any and everything you want to make your girl say, ooh, ooh, why's he so fly? Alright, the next track is You Don't Have to Call, which is definitely an instant classic for Usher. And there was countless times where I got ready to this as well. And I was feeling myself. Because I just got out the shower, getting ready to do my hair, pull out my comb my my shit. Be like, oh, damn. What's gonna happen tonight? Probably more fear of girls, but we gonna see what happens. That's party. Alright, the next song is Confessions Part 2. And if you didn't know this song word for word back in like 2005, were you even listening to music? He's like really vulnerable in this song. So admit the fact that you were cheating. It takes guts. And then you put on the radio and you have a huge hit. I don't know if it probably went platinum. I don't know. It made me feel like I was cheating, and I was like in 6th or 7th grade. I wasn't really trying to have a girlfriend at that time. I started to like girls, but I didn't have the moves to get a girl. I said, what's up, baby? Please hear me. My confession. Just when I thought I said all I can say, my chick on the side. She got all the way to my confession. Next track is Burn. And Usher knows a little bit about that burn. You know what I'm saying? Respect him for it. Because it's hard to be vulnerable as a man. And the fact that he was doing this through his music, making millions, gotta respect him. Gotta respect the dude. Anyway, this is Burn. I think that you should let it burn. Now, the final song of my top five is definitely going to be a controversial one. I don't know if any of you have heard this, but this song helped me through a very depressing time. I was living in Juneau, Alaska, and here's a hint. There was a lot of mountains. It was 2008. This is Usher's song, Moving Mountains. It brings me back to being the 14-year-old kid who just moved to Alaska, and my whole life changed. Like, I was a new kid at a new high school, and I was quite the simp. I was a simpy boy. A simpy boy. I was a depressed teenager. And that is my top five songs, Usher edition. If you want to share your top five, put in the comments below. And also, if you have any suggestions for an artist I should do a top five of, put that also in the comments. Please like if you felt cringy at any moment. Subscribe if you disagree. And listen to my podcast wherever you can listen to podcasts. One more honorable mention, Trading Places. Strawberry and Grape Jelly.